Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tough Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August 17th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a penny, closing at 378 and three quarters. November beans down 4 1/4 cents, closing at 892 and three quarters. December wheat up 17 and three quarter cents, closing at 579 and three quarters. The big news is the beans rallied 15 cents off the lows, traded steady on the day. Late, we actually traded a little bit higher, up 0.75 cents after the close in the extended period. There was an announcement out that the Chinese and Americans are going to get together with President Trump and President Xi in November, and they're going to build a roadmap to end the trade war. Now, I didn't see any confirmation of this. I haven't seen anything outside of this Dow Jones flash. They claim that they think they can get this done here by November, and that's what rallied the beans. The announcement came out at 12:47. We rallied straight up on the beans, 15 cents. We didn't really, all that much. It rallied about 6-7 cents after the news. The corn only rallied a couple of cents, but the beans really took off. But meal closed down 4.60 a ton. So, it's hard to know whether this is true or not. We had an announcement this morning, which lifted the wheat, that the Russians were going to curb exports and limit exports out here. The wheat market opened very strong off of that, up 18, 20 cents. And then it came out about half an hour, 45 minutes later, with the Russians denying it. The wheat then broke a good dime off the highs, and then we rallied back with the other news. So we've had a lot of false stories in this market. We had the false story today. We had the false story from Bloomberg the other day. I think we have to be very careful about some of these headlines that come out here without being sourced and sourced properly. So we're waiting to see confirmation that this news is true. We haven't seen that yet, but at any rate, it was enough to rally the market. The Dow Jones rallied. We're up 138 on the Dow. The dollar broke 50 cents or 50 ticks. So we'll see what happens out here. I'm not sure I quite buy it. But certainly enough to move the markets. I think the wheat market on its own is pretty good. The exports this week were good. We just need to see confirmation with Egyptian buying of U.S. wheat to really confirm that the Russians may be out. Once we see that, I think the wheat market can jump, as I've been saying, to somewhere near $7 very quickly out here. So, if we do have resolution of the trade war, certainly beans can bounce back up to 10, 10.50 very quickly out here as well. So what do you do between now and November? I think you do what we've always pleaded with you guys to do. On a rally like this, you put in a floor, hope that we get something good between now and November. If we don't, trade issues aren't settled, this market's going to fall like a rock. So I think a little bit of risk management goes a long way in these markets. If you have any questions, give us a call. If you need to help with the marketing, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.